Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph Dantino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ray Pollock?
Here.
Robert Piper?
Here.
Don Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
Well done. We begin our council meetings with a Pledge of Allegiance, and I would like to ask nobody who is more deserving of leading us in that pledge than our distinguished Chief of Police, Mr. Steve Mexon.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chief.
I wish I could remember his
name. And what's really exciting, folks, under item 3A, is to recognize Chief Steve Mexon for 20 years of service with the City of Geneva. Chief, we have a plaque that was handmade, actually, by the council on a retreat that you weren't invited to. But I'd like you to join us at the podium, please, first. And I want you to share with some of the newer members of the council, perhaps those watching at home, your service to the community really began years ago, your service in the military as well. Do you want to share a little bit about that with all of us? Because I think it's a pretty cool background.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
No, I'm sure you weren't. That's why we didn't communicate prior to tonight.
I went into the military right out of high school. Joined the United States Infantry. Then went to served with the 101st Airborne Division for about a year and a half, spent another 2.5 years with the 138 West Ranger.
That's cool, isn't it?
5 years. I spent 4 years active duty, obviously, and then 5 years before that.
And this is something you wanted to do in high school. You wanted to join the military.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wild. That's wild. Does Geneva remind you more of West Berlin or East Berlin?
West.
West, thank you very much. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Isn't that impressive?
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I'm not certain if a lot of you remember that or not, and I've, you know, it's certainly appropriate to recognize that. So
yeah.
You don't have to repeat all that, do you?
No.
Oh, that's good. And Mrs. Mexing and the kids are doing well?
Yeah, they're doing fine.
You seem nervous.
A little.
Well, we often recognize our employees for their commitment and dedication to the community, and I too often fail to recognize the spouses and the kids who also, I think, equally sacrifice having dad and our mom away so often. So to Mrs. Mexon and the kids, please convey to them our appreciation as well.
I appreciate that. It couldn't be more true.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I see we have some folks here vying for a promotion joining you tonight.
I see that.
That's good. Never too late, gentlemen. Well done. Anyone, any comments for the chief before I present him with his plaque recognizing his 2 decades of service? So can you remember day one still?
I can.
Yeah?
I can. I was with Jim O'Barr.
No kidding.
Very memorable.
Really?
Bar.
God.
He was your field training officer?
No.
Good.
That was, but he was, I was with him for my first day, though.
What happened when you pulled the mayor over that day?
Well, what does the report say?
Who was the mayor then?
Yeah, who was the mayor then? Was that Dick Lewis?
I think it was.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
It had to be Dick Lewis.
It was.
Yeah, Dick wanted a beer tonight, but he regrets the decision, so he didn't really want to.
Oh, fine.
Anybody have any words for the chief?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just thank you.
Thank you.
Well done.
As you all know, this plaque.
What's it say?
Oh, we have a picture. We have to get a picture. The plaque reads very simply: "This certificate is hereby awarded to Chief Steve Mexon in recognition of 20 years of dedicated and distinguished service to the Geneva Police Department by the City of Geneva, awarded this 4th day of January 2010.
Thank you.
I just say something?
Yeah, please do.
Chief, we're proud to have you as our chief, so thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
As he leaves the building.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, thanks for sticking around to help conduct the council meeting, Chief.
And that concludes
my budget. And you guys, good luck on your promotions.
2010.
See you guys. Item 3B. Isn't that cool, though, about the chief's background?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the 101st, that's impressive as heck. Kind of wild, can you imagine? Cool stuff. Item 3B, presentation of the Cultural Arts Commission annual report and upcoming events. Very exciting. We have three distinguished members with us tonight. The floor is yours, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I think we're going to start with the snow sculpting.
Excellent. And for the benefit of those at home, just introduce yourself. And
yes, I got to kind of figure out my...
Yes, if you want to turn the podium, feel free to do so.
Your name?
Well, I'm Jan Osler. I'm from the Cultural Arts Commission from the city of Geneva. And I have been doing the snow sculpting exhibition for 3 years. First year, we got rained out. Last year, we froze to death. And this year, Mother Nature's going to work with us.
Absolutely.
So I'm very excited to be here to talk about some of the specifics with our snow sculpting event, as well as to share some of our pictures from last year. So this is our new snow logo that's been going out to everyone this year. Let's see how I do this click thing. Right click, left click. Oh, thank you. I'm here. Okay. And this is going to be our new logo that we're working on that will be for this end of this year. It's going to go out in some of the banners. Mm-hmm. We decided to spruce it up a little bit and make it look like a banner that's got action going with it. So those are probably the banners you're going to see out at the snow sculpting event. Our snow sculpting event is going to be at the Geneva Commons this year at the east end of Dick's Sporting Goods parking lot. And we are going to have four sculpting teams, adult sculpting teams, and three high school teams. Our three high school teams are from Batavia, Canelan, and Marengo. And our four adult teams, thanks to Joe Gangapang, is going to gather their interest and hopefully maybe even have five teams from there.
Is that Marengo High School?
Marengo High School, yes.
Wow. That's why.
Oh!
I don't remember recognizing you, Ms. DeVita, but...
Yes.
Is your son involved?
No.
Is that Marengo?
No? His friends are.
Well, cool. You're not judging, are you? Okay.
I find the days prior to this event almost as entertaining for the public as the event is itself. As you can see, here is our snow blowing from Raging Buffalo. Raging Buffalo is a snowboarding park. They make their own snow, and they're probably one in the area that makes snow for snow events. So they come in and they make enough snow to fill four 10x10 molds for the adults and four 6x6 molds for the high school teams. Then once our snow is made, we start working with, we're actually working with VIP Property Management. They're the ones that move the snow in the Geneva Commons. They're going to be working with our snow teams to build this here is our 10x10 mold. And we have... this is a completed mold. I think there's a high school one in there. When I get to that one, kind of came out of order. So once our molds are completed, we spend the next few days creating our site. The first thing we work on is getting our information center together, which I am so happy this year. We do not have an open-sided tent, which will take off into the wind as it did last year. We have the Santa house from the chamber this year. They donated that to us, so that's going to be great for us. And we're inside not only have information about upcoming events and cultural arts, but we're also going to be giving away free giveaway bags, which are sponsored by Geneva Merchants as well as Delmar Hospital and Wellness Center. So got some free promotional bags that way. And to go off. Let's see, we have a warming house, which is going to be a vacant store right across from Starbucks. We had, what did we have last year?
Behind the weightlifting office.
Sharper Image.
So they have a new storefront that's good for the common. So we have another storefront that we're going to use. And then we spend a lot of time just gathering the equipment that we need to run the snow event. And that is lighting equipment that we're going to be needed, because after 4 o'clock or so, it gets dark. Our sculptors, especially the adult team, will work well into the night. And that's kind of fascinating to watch as you see them lighted up down there working in the night. Then, once our snow is ready, as you saw there, we then start working with our sculptors. Here we have Joe Gangapang and Gordon LeBlanc working on a snow sculpt from last year. Here is Mark Wissing. And as you can see, they work with some of the fun tools. That's what I mean. And just the pre-event of making the sculpting is just as entertaining, I think, to the public.
And Mark Wissing has a long and storied career of snow sculpting.
Yes, I'm not sure if he's joining us this year. He has a new career adventure going on.
Yes,
so
adventure being the operative word.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And I think you guys keep him busy. So.
Yeah.
And then this is Patty Davist, who did our Obama sculpture. And then on the 23rd, we spend our entire time beginning, the 20th to the 23rd, then we work on our sculptors, and then on the 23rd, they look at the final results, and we give first and second awards from People's Choice for our adult team and for our high school teams. And this is Joe Gangapang's Snow Queen, which he got first place for last year. And then here is Obama and the World, done by Patty Davist. And this is Man in the Wave, done by Batavia High School. They got first place for that. That was exciting. And this is the dance. These are actually, you can't really see, but the rounded part on either side are heads coming down, and it's called the dance. And that was made by Marcus Mason. You can see how important our snow sculpting packing is. So if anyone's available Saturday, January 16th, to help us pack our molds, they have to be perfectly packed, otherwise we can't use them. So we could use some help if you've got some energetic people that you know.
And that just requires, it's like stomping grapes, correct?
No.
Or no, incorrect.
It's tougher, but it's the same idea. You get into the mold and you use your feet to.
Mr. Vitaine participated last year.
Is it Oliver Pollock?
He tried to bury me.
Oh, there's always this year, Tim.
There's always this year.
And here's our snow team from last year, which I was very proud. All these people held up in that bitter, bitter cold weather. And I'm hoping to see that our team grows twice as much this year, as our event draws twice as much as we bring in twice as many people. So I want to thank the City of Geneva for the financial contributions towards this event and waiving our water costs. Plant Operations for helping us create this safe snow event. They've been great at helping us put that all together. And the Chamber for donating their Santa house. So that's our event.
That was really neat. Any questions or comments?
And the dates are? Remind us again.
It's January 20th through the 23rd.
The judging is?
And the judging is on the 23rd. The 20th, 21st, and 22nd, we are there from 8 to 9 p.m. most of the time. Oh. And then on the 23rd, we're only there from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. From 10 to 2 is when the People's Choice Awards are going on. And then we follow up with a private award dinner for the sculptors on site. So.
Go ahead. Excuse me, Mr. Oldham. Anyone else?
I was just going to say, and it's there's no charge to this.
There's no charge.
It's really great. I was there last year. The only thing was sitting on the queen's lap, mm-hmm. and we tried to take a picture. It was cold.
It was very, very cold, so
it was really a lot of fun.
This is probably warm today compared to what it was then.
It was cold.
20, 25 degree weather is good, so.
Wow. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We all know this familiar face coming up next, Mr. V. Tang.
Good evening. First, I'd like to introduce a few of the commissioners. You met Jan Osler. We have Carolyn Hill here this evening, and Bob Hillary, who is also our graphics designer, and he's done the snow sculpture. He did the Geneva Heart of the Arts, which is our logo, and we're very fortunate to have somebody with that talent. It makes for a very nice presentation for each of our events. Did I miss anybody? Okay. Tonight we're going to present the annual report, and after I'm done, Carolyn Hill is going to discuss the upcoming, our major fundraiser, Dancing with the Geneva Stars. Our logo and catchphrase is Geneva Heart of the Arts, and today Geneva is known for its historic district, destination for shopping and dining, but we hope in the future that it will also be known for its cultural offerings. Everything we do is based on our mission statement, and once a year we review it along with short and long-term goals to ensure that we are meeting them and that they remain relevant. And just in the interest of time, I won't read them. You all should have a copy of this or be able to get it. It hasn't changed over the last year from when we last revised it. We've attempted to create new events that appeal to a variety of tastes and to revive lost traditions, such as summer plays previously held in Island Park. And you see a few of the logos with the snow, the film festival, which is last year's logo, Music in the Alleys, and then Shakespeare. 2009 began with a lot of uncertainty. For the commission, as with many aspects of government, it revolved around funding. We assumed that there would be no growth in the city's contribution from the hotel-motel tax, and that was really our best-case scenario, that we'd see the same amount as last year, and we were very fortunate to that occurred. As well as, that was our year for the major fundraiser, Dancing with the Geneva Stars, and we were hoping that it would be somewhat successful. And then last spring, we'd had 2 years of activities under our belts, and we had a good track record of managing our expenses. We didn't run any major deficits on any of our programs. We met our budgets very well. So we felt comfortable in taking a chance with the Dancing with the Stars. Because we did well last year, we were able this year with the budget, and this goes back to last spring, to start building what we call the rainy day fund. So we were able to set aside $2,000 on top of our planning to cover any long-term expenses that we might incur from something unforeseen, but also that would be incurred in the planning for a cultural arts center, which is part of our mission. In January, the first snow sculpting exhibition was held, and as you may recall, the first attempt, it rained and then froze, so the snow was unworkable, and the work areas really were an ice skating rink, so in the interest of safety, we had to cancel that. Last year, the decision was made to change it to location. We were very fortunate to have the Geneva Commons wanting to have it as the location, because we realized after we had started to work on it the first year that there was heavy equipment and there were parking concerns in the downtown, and we were also concerned with having to repair lawns like the courthouse lawn and so on. So we knew we needed a large area, and the Geneva Commons has turned out to be a very important partner in this, as well as the city water department. And without their providing the water, the event just would not happen, because it takes water to make the snow. February was our inaugural fundraiser, Dancing with the Geneva Stars. And we partnered with the Geneva Academic Foundation to help with their fundraising, as well as to broaden the appeal of the event. This partnership has proven to be very beneficial to both organizations, and it clearly became one of the reasons that the event was such a rousing success. Without repeating anything that Carolyn might be adding, I do want to mention that we talked about it for about a year. She was very positive about it. The commission was a little, wanted to think about it a little bit. It was kind of a risk. After all, you needed six couples who would be willing to dance on stage, and we all looked at ourselves and thought, well, who's going to do that? And then in addition to that, we also needed, we had some upfront costs that were estimated at about $5,000 before we saw any return. So to be conservative, we budgeted for only 150 tickets, and in less than 4 weeks, we'd sold over 300, and before we had to close off ticket sales, we were up to 350. And in the end, it was standing room only, and it generated about $13,000 profit. And it was probably, for everybody who attended, it was probably one of the most fun nights that any fundraising organization ever had. And I dare say it's still the talk of the town. We have a lot of people throughout the year asking when it's coming up again. And you'll hear more about that in a few minutes. This picture is the group that danced last year. And this is this year's group, and there'll be more on that in a minute. But the success meant that we had a little bit of breathing room in 2009 with planning our events, that we wouldn't have to cut any of the events or downsize any of them. And in addition to that, as part of the long-range goal of planning for a cultural arts center, we also undertook our first annual appeal. And there was a letter went out to people who had supported our events in the past and had attended that we had through a mailing list. And many of you received the letter, and we're very grateful for the support that you and many people throughout the community have shown. And while it was a limited audience that the letter was sent to, it did bring in over $2,000. And our plans are to grow that source of funds in the future to support the arts in our community. Of course, summer means Shakespeare in the Park. Attendance last year was estimated at over 550 people and generated nearly $800 in donations just by passing the hat. Many people who attend the event, they bring their picnic dinners, they come a couple hours early, and they make an afternoon out of it, and it really takes on a Ravinia-like atmosphere. And with the electrical repairs that were completed at the River Park Amphitheater, we were now able to hold events along the river. This year, the Prairie Brass Band provided music to the nearly 300 people in attendance. It's been our hope that as we learn to use this facility, we would be able to have some sort of a summer series be the result of it. And for that goal, I'm very happy to report that at our meeting later this week, we'll be hearing a presentation and a request for funding for a series of four events held there this summer. So we'll have more on that after we hear from the group that's putting it on. We also do, during the Chamber Fine Arts Show, we present the Emerging Artist Award, and judging is done by local artists. These are a couple of the artists. They hold them in the Dodson Complex, and they get a separate area from the rest of the artists that are up and down the street. Here are two other artists from this last summer's event. And then the second annual Geneva Film Festival, it was held actually in the fall of 2008. It was very successful in the number of film submissions that were received. However, attendance by the public was about the same as the year before, and we had actually hoped for an increase in attendance. So the Film Festival Committee held some brainstorming meetings, and they challenged themselves to increase both the importance of the event to the film industry as well as to the general public. And to that end, the Commission was asked to fund a professionally designed website, which you can access through the city's Cultural Arts Commission website. And they felt the website would provide, that was specific to the film festival, would provide more of a year-round exposure to the event, as well as they wanted to allow more high school and college entries to be submitted, so they moved the event to the spring. So it's going to be held in April of 2010. And for the first time, all aspects of the event are going to be held in one location. They're going to be using Riverwalk Banquets. And all of these changes should make it a success and definitely should help increase attendance as well as some additional marketing that they're undertaking. And the nice thing about it is, this is one event that anybody who watches TV really ought to consider attending. You can choose to see so many short films, documentaries, feature films, with no commercials and for less than the price of one movie. Now, Remember where it went?
Wrong way.
Keep going. Oh, there we go. But you can also, so this year, one of the things is they did a new, with the website, they also have a new logo, and you can see the new one there with the Geneva Film Festival and the film reel across the bottom of it. This is an economic benefit to the city of Geneva, as during the last year, the city was scouted a couple of times as a possible film location, and it's possible that from one of those endeavors that filming could occur in Geneva for a short movie this year. Let me just back up. And then one of our very first events and continuing is Music in the Alleys. And this year the event was expanded to 5 venues where you can hear 4, at each of the venues you can hear 4 one-hour set of music representing everything from jazz to hip-hop. Just a few of the locations and the various artists. You can see a harpist, guitarist. And then after a 2-year absence, the Art Commission revived the much-loved Steeple Walk. That was always held during Geneva's Christmas Walk. The locations this year included the Lutheran, Unitarian, Christ Scientist, and Methodist churches, all in the downtown area. Unfortunately, I couldn't find any photos of the actual event itself, but you can see the program logo on the left, with the steeple and the bass fiddle next to it. In addition to that, one of the attendees sent us in a sketch that he did while he was attending the event, which from his comment he seems to do when he's having a good time. So he did the steeple walk, doing a little walking along whistling. So we've got that up on the website with his permission. Some other activities that we undertake are we support the Orion Ensemble, who play 4 concerts at the Fox Valley Presbyterian Church. And they tour nationally, and they present 3 Chicago area series each year. This is one of Chicago's finest chamber music groups, and they boast a roster of musicians who've performed with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Moscow Philharmonic, San Francisco Symphony, Lyric Opera Orchestra, and at music festivals including Ravinia, Aspen, Salzburg. The interesting thing is, besides Geneva, the other 2 venues are at Northwestern University and Roosevelt University. The tickets are very reasonable, and if you're a lover of classical music, the seating lets you get up close and you have a good opportunity to meet the musicians after the event. It doesn't get any better than that for a lover of classical music. And then this year, after 2 years of work, the Geneva Underground Playhouse opened in the lower level beneath the Urban Grill. They have an in-house theater group, a comedy troupe, and this summer they plan to start a children's theater. And I know some of you have been there. And the ambiance is terrific. Food and beverage is available from the Urban Grill. And the nice thing is you can be home 5 minutes after the show. And parking is very reasonable compared to Chicago. And the nice thing is this is really a great opportunity to utilize hard-to-rent space in Geneva. Basements and upper floors are always so difficult. This year we granted them $1,000 to be used towards marketing expenses. And this is money that is raised locally, being invested to support the arts in Geneva, and spent locally. Earlier this year, I attended a meeting of Illinois arts groups sponsored by Arts Alliance Illinois, held in LaGrange. It was informative, provided an opportunity to meet with other groups like ourselves and to see what they're doing and how we might compare. And later this year, the Commission supported becoming a member of the Art Alliance Illinois. It's a state-supported resource for arts commissions and arts groups. And then the other thing we've been working on is for the last 8 months, the commission led by Jan Schmuckel and Kent Gallagher has been working on a public art policy. And the goal is to encourage more public art in the community, such as the recently donated Rain Man sculpture, and also to provide a mechanism to ensure public participation in the process. The city staff is currently reviewing the document, and later this year a presentation would be made to the council. Our source of funds. We expect this year that the revenues will total $43,000, and we're pretty much on course for that. And our expenses are budgeted at $41,000, and we think we'll come in a little under that. The city, through the hotel motel tax, provides 12% of our funding, and then all other monies are raised. And you can see the annual appeal generated 2.3%. Sponsorships, which come from businesses sponsoring Shakespeare in the Park or the snow sculpting, Dancing with the Stars, generate 16%. Donations, which would be passing the hat, like at the park during the Shakespeare event or down by the river, was 2.4%. Ticket sales, which basically represents the Dancing with the Stars, was 32% of our income. Entry fees were 12%, which are the submissions to the film festival. They pay an entry fee. And then Dancing with the Stars, the votes, which is really the profit for the event, was 23.8%. Nationally, according to statistics, an average of $21.75 for local audiences and $38.05 for non-local audiences is spent on lodging, meals, retail, transportation costs while attending art events. Based on a conservative estimate of 5,600 people attending our events, that would have an economic impact in the community of $120,400. I dare say that the city's contribution is we're very grateful for. I think it generates a good return. The data clearly supports community investment in the arts as a significant catalyst for economic development. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Any comments or questions for Tim? Got a full year ahead, huh?
Yeah.
And joining us next, of course, is the better half of the 2009 Wood Award winning couple. So welcome, Madam Wood Award winner. And if memory serves me correct, you're married to one of these knuckleheads here on the council.
Oh,
right?
I think that one over there. Oh! You've been upgraded.
It's a sign to keep me awake.
You want to just go with the... You since you showed the poster.
You have the poster out for me?
I got to find it.
It's a poster. All right.
So you guys...
Well, he's finding the poster. I'll go ahead and talk. Fabulous evening. Perfect. Feel good again. Amazing. Great time to have fun and laugh. Congratulations on an incredibly successful Dancing with the Stars and finally one of the great fundraisers ever staged in this area. These are direct quotes from people that attended Dancing with the Stars last February. And Dancing with the Stars is returning to Eagle Brook on Saturday, February 6th, with a whole new cast of dance teams. And the Dancing with the Stars promises an evening of fun-filled entertainment with 12 local celebrities competing for dollars. Additional entertainment by professional dancers will make up the evening program MC by Mayor Burns. So, over 1,800 invitations... Here I am. Were mailed, and I think most everybody that was on the database for GAF, Geneva Academic Foundation, our partner, might have received one. So these were in the mail. There wasn't any snail mail involved. They got there before we thought they would. So, and then about 500 of these will be available in various parts of town, several locations. So if you didn't receive one in the mail, you can pick them up at City Hall, the History Center, Viking Office Supply, Movable Feast, both Park District Rec Centers, and Remax Excels. starting today, and we've had some technical difficulties all day with our website, we can now vote, but hopefully tomorrow you'll be able to make your reservations online. But you can still return a card that's enclosed in the invitation, and there is an envelope along with your check, and make your reservation. If you have other plans for that evening and you can't attend, you can use this also to vote with. So last year's, starting tomorrow you can log on to our website, which is www.genevaarts.org, and there's only one A between arts and Geneva. Last year's event sold out quickly, so we want, hopefully, if you're planning to go, make your reservations early. Ticket price is $35 for open seating. There are no tickets issued. You make a reservation when you send it in, and then you check in at the door, and we have you on a list. This year, the Dancing with the Stars Committee decided to designate a limited number of reserved tables with preferred seating for $500 for a table of 10. Now, one must have their group of 10. We're not taking like two here and two there and trying to piece it all together. So this is a table for 10 for $500. It's preferred seating, so you're not going to be back in the corner somewhere. And you can only make that reservation by calling, the Cultural Arts Message Center, which is 630-938-4530. That number is on the invitations. And you will leave information. Someone will return your call during the week to confirm your reservation. Voting for your favorite team began today, and that is up and working. So you can also vote with a response card included in the invitation, and return your vote along with your check in the enclosed envelope. Every dollar contributed is one vote for your favorite team, or you can split your votes among two or three teams. And if you attend the event, you may want to wait and vote following the team performances on February 6th. Voting by mail or online continues until February 5th, and every vote dollar contributed benefits the Cultural Arts Commission and our partner, the Geneva Academic Foundation. Our costs for the event are covered by our generous sponsors and the ticket sales. The vote dollars raised directly benefit the Cultural Arts Commission and Geneva Academic Foundation. And last year we raised over $11,000 in just votes alone. So the dollars you contribute are tax deductible. Before we meet the teams, I'd like to thank the city staff for their help with this event. I don't think anybody realized the amount of work and effort that was required to make this such a successful event for the community. So now let's meet our teams. Where's my mouse?
do the teams know you're going to be introducing them tonight? Mrs. Hill, do the teams know you're going to be introducing them tonight?
Probably not.
Yeah. We'll remind them they'll be on TV. Ooh, God help us all. We'll be on TV all week.
That's true. And we have four windows on display in the downtown area where you can go and see the actual individual pictures of these people. So we are introducing here Matt and Kimberly Leonard. Matt and Kimberly are owners of the popular Movable Feast, known for Oprah's favorite brownies. They have owned Movable Feast for 10 years, and Matt and Kim enjoy traveling. Matt enjoys windsurfing, and Kim loves art and reading. And they've been taking some ballroom dancing for a while. Our next couple, get their names up there so you can see them. David and Sean Ginsberg. And David has been providing chiropractic care to children and adults since 1994 at his firm Ginsberg Chiropractic in Geneva. And his wife, Sean, is super mom. They have three daughters, Jenna, Grace, and Claire. Jim? Jim and Susan Vanderveen. Susan is a landscape architect with a firm on the North Shore. She's an active member of the Geneva Garden Club and the president of the Geneva Park District Board. She enjoys gardening, knitting, creating stained glass windows, and other items. Jim is a landscape architect with the firm of Western DuPage Landscape Company. Jim and Susan enjoy skiing, golf, and hanging out with their new grandson. Tim and Barb Moran. Tim is a partner in the law firm of Schmidt, Salzman, and Moran. He is the vice president of the Geneva School Board, and his wife Barb is a Geneva High School graduate. Tim and Barb are thrilled to be a part of this year's dance. And I should, what I have not been mentioning is what they're all doing. Let me back up for a minute. I was thinking that was there, but it's not. Dr. Ginsburg and his wife are doing the cha-cha. The Leonards, Matt and Kim, are doing the tango. Tim and Barb are doing the waltz, and you've met Jim and Susan Vanderveen. They're doing the salsa.
Wow.
Oops, do I have to go back all the way up to the top? So I missed some people, right? Okay. There we go. We talked about the Leonards, and here we have... Well-known in town, Weldon Johnson, owner of the Viking Office Supply, Mr. Viking they call him, always appearing in the Swedish Day Parade. Weldon's a former alderman and Wood Award recipient, and his partner, Joanne Buckley, is vice president at Morgan Stanley, and the former owner of this newsstand in Geneva. Weldon and Joanne are both graduates of Geneva High School, and they're going to be doing the quick step. Now, I think we've missed the Smiths. Here we go. Okay. There's Harry and Marcia Smith. Harry and Marcia are residents from the Eaglebrook community. Marcia grew up in Geneva and has been employed by the Geneva School District for 19 years. Harry is a partner in the law firm of Smith and Fuller and practices law locally. He's a member of the Board of Governors of Eaglebrook Country Club and is a Geneva Township Committeeman. They have two boys enrolled at Western Avenue School and are active supporters of the Geneva Academic Foundation and other local charities. And those are our teams. So we hope the community and you will support them by either attending or voting online with your response card, and hope to see you all there. Thank you very much.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Last year, I know for a fact that prior to the dancing itself, most of the couples, if not all, were nervous to the point of nausea.
So they said.
Of these couples, who appears to be most nervous about performing live?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
I've heard stories from several of them.
They said they're having a great time.
Are they?
They're really having fun. So I don't know who's the most nervous, but I'm sure they all are going to be... up there, you know.
And there's going to be funky outfits like Dave Hume's.
Yeah, funky outfits again.
Was that wild? I thought Fruit Loops was going to sue them for copyright infringement.
These couples first met as a group after they were selected October 18th, and that's when that group shot was taken.
Uh-huh.
And they were given a little bit of a two-step trial, and Linda Cunningham, who's the artistic director for State Street Dance Studio, is working with us on the committee. So she determined who's dancing what. And by the way, the Smiths, I don't think I mentioned, they're doing the swing dance. And so anyway, she determined who does what, and they are receiving 8 lessons in preparation for the routine, plus practicing on their own, hopefully. And those lessons are paid for by the commission, but that's where the sponsors come in and help us out. So we've got some great sponsors this year helping us out with our costs. So any other great questions?
Gosh, I'll defer to the council. I'm nervous for him.
He's our MC. He better get nervous, right?
I hope us, especially for Harry.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mrs. Hill. Mr. Evans, do you want to add anything, or are you just playing Santa's little helper back
just
here?
Just trying to run a little of the media here for you.
Awesome. Any questions or comments at all from the council for either Jan or Tim or Carolyn? Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. We're down to item four, folks, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments tonight? Item five is the omnibus agenda. All items, which is, I believe, one, is marked with an asterisk. That's considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Flanagan, seconded by Marx. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Malaga?
Aye.
Richard Marx?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
We jump down to item 10, municipal bills for payment. I kindly ask our clerk to read the bills recommended for paying.
Bills for payment total $358,355.21.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city website.
Second.
Motion by Brown to pay the bills as read. Seconded by Mr. Hill. Questions or comments?
If and when the website is back up, they are so displayed.
Does that explain the challenges with your site as well? Because of the link?
Yeah.
So much for the FOIA stuff, huh? We have a motion by Brown, a second by Hill. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Malaga?
Aye.
Richard Marx?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Vosberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Motion is unanimous. Item 11A, consider ordinance number 2010-01, amending Title 4, Chapter 4-2-7, under the liquor fees and number, again, sorry, I don't have my glasses on, so this is approving the statue of Chuck Radovich, what? to allow a B3 liquor license for Le Berry Bistro. We approved this unanimously at the Committee of the Whole meeting earlier this evening.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Motion by Hill, seconded by, I believe that was Vogelsberg. Awesome. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Greg Malaga?
Aye.
Richard Marx?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Motion is unanimous. These are Alderman Hill's glasses, by the way.
Oh, no, I can't see.
Well, I'm curious, tells how to vote anyway, doesn't she?
Before I show up.
Item 11B, consider acceptance of the reprioritized goals and objectives for fiscal year 2010-11 as presented. Before I entertain a motion, I want to direct everyone's attention to Mary McKittrick's email from earlier this afternoon. Those who choose to make the motion should refer to the penultimate paragraph in her memorandum. It talks about it should include wording to the effect move to accept the reprioritized strategic plan goals for fiscal year 2010-11 with the corrected executive summary. So I'll entertain a motion accordingly.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Marx, seconded by Piper. Questions or comments for either? Yes. Do you want the glasses back?
No. No, that'll be memorized. I hope that next year we will be able to take more time to discuss the various objectives and the visions and the goals, because I think that we need to have some time to maybe even have some debate on one or two issues. I'm concerned about one of the five or six that are here, and that is the one that was moved up. Minimum cost effective and efficient delivery of city services. To me, that's why we're here, and that's why the staff is working for the city of Geneva. It's something that I think that it should be a no-brainer, and I question why it was even voted on. But we can make that correction next year if we so desire. I think that there's others that needed to have more time for discussion and debate, and it just wasn't there in a half a day. Can't get that done in a half a day. So, Mr. Mayor, I am going to recommend at some point that we devote a full day to this goal session so that we have time for debate and that we make sure that we're not confused at the time of voting and that we get the job done a little bit better than, in my opinion, we did this year. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to personally thank the three other aldermen who voted for my special objective, which is to establish a citizen-based housing commission. We got the second most votes on that one. I'm very pleased about that, and I'm sure my senior citizens are as pleased as well. So thank you very much for your support. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else on the dais? We have a motion by Marks. We have a second by Piper to accept the reprioritized goals with the appropriate wording as recommended by Ms. McKittrick. Any further discussion, debate? Any comments or questions from the audience? Anything you want to yell out back there, DeVita? All good? This is why you sit in the back corner. The cameras can't see you. I'm going to take a break and ask Pete to put the cameras on you for a second. And we're Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Feinigan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item 13 is new business. Any new business from anyone in the audience tonight? Mr. Hiller, you've been quiet all evening. What's going on, man? How long did it take you to create that logo?
Which one?
Well, the new, the Heart of the Arts. Well, I should say, how many drinks did it take to create that?
A couple drinks, a couple hours.
That's very impressive. Wow. Anybody in the audience? Mr. Huber, welcome.
Oh, thanks.
How are you, man? Does everyone know Mr. Huber, the proprietor of Le Berry Bistro? Did you notice any hesitation on the votes for your liquor license?
That's good.
It's
been a long time,
right? It is, isn't it? From the council dais, Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a mention here for the benefit of our citizens of Geneva, and particularly the senior citizens. I am, as you know, very active in any issues that deal with seniors in our community. And I happen to be a very active member of what's called a triad program. And I received some information here in regards to a senior receiving a call the other night from someone claiming to be from the National Medicare Company. This gentleman called about 5:30 at night and stated he was going to send this woman a new card and asked her to verify who she was and her address. He told her there would be no cost for the new card. However, he then asked her to get her bank book and account number. He was somewhat rude to her, and when she said she was not going to give him that information, she hung up. That's what we're supposed to do. So please, be careful. Don't fall into some of these scams that are going on. But here's another one. The senior received a call this morning about 9:30 from someone claiming to be from the Publishing Clearinghouse and told the 77-year-old that she won $45,000 and FedEx would be delivering the check to him this afternoon. However, the caller told the senior that he had to pay taxes on his winning, gave him explicit instructions to go to Elgin Myers to wire $2,900. The senior's daughter-in-law, however, called the Elgin police before she drove her father-in-law to the store to wire the money. Heads up by the daughter-in-law because the senior would be out $2,900 if she hadn't called the Elgin police department. You never have to pay money to win money. This is a scam. So please, be careful. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Let that be a lesson, Mr. Marks. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay money to win money. Mr. Piper.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I may beat you to the punch on this, but with your Olympic ties, our USA junior hockey team will be playing the championship tomorrow in Saskatoon, Canada, against Team Canada. They have upset Sweden yesterday, 5-2, and we'll be taking on Team Canada tomorrow.
But are you going to be there?
For the finals. I would love to be there, but no, I will not.
No? Wow. I think we could take a collection on a one-way ticket.
That would be fine.
Robert, is your son?
It will be televised. I don't know how it's televised here, but it will be somehow televised. I don't know whether it'll be on
tape delay, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Robert, is your son in play?
Yeah, not with this. I'm still paying for him to play. So it's a completely different experience.
And you can tell by Mr. Piper's stature that he was actually a gymnast during his.
I was. I'm
putting his head in an unparalleled bar.
I'm a gym mat now. I'm more of a. Yes.
I have just one reminder for the council that those of you who have not yet done so, please turn in the surveys from our friends at Northern Illinois University. Those are due ASAP. So. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Piper, seconded by Mr. Marks. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.